On this Labor Day, Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas will join a call on Boston Common today for an end to Bush-era tax cuts and for an easier path for immigrants seeking to obtain citizenship. She'll speak as part of a Labor Day march from Boston Common to Copley Square. Organized labor is on a comeback, at least according to Veronica Turner. She leads Local 1199 of the Service Employees International Union in Boston. A native of Dorchester, Turner worked for many years at Boston Medical Center. We spoke with her about 1199's effort to unionize workers at the big teaching hospitals in Boston, including Mass General Hospital, Brigham and Women's Hospital, and the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and we asked her who she hopes to unionize.
We want to unionize the unorganized. The service workers, the clerical workers, and the technical workers are not organized.
And what makes you think that you can get this done now? Why this is the right time?
I think because of the economy, healthcare workers know that they want and believe that they ought to have a voice at work so that they can advocate for their patients and for themselves.
And what are you saying to those workers who are not unionized, who might be skeptical, who might say, I'm not sure that this is in my best interest?
We have our organized members going out and campaigning and talking to the unorganized. And they are telling the story. They're telling the story about being able to have a voice at work, to advocate for their patients, good quality care, to advocate for their working conditions and the terms of employment.
Describe the union's relationship with those hospitals.
With the hospitals we're seeking to organize?
Right.
We don't have much of a relationship with those hospitals. We're trying to build a relationship of trust and one where they know that we would much rather have a cooperative relationship.
Okay, but the relationship with at least some hospitals is strained right now, isn't it?
Yes, and so you're talking about Beth Israel Hospital.
Yes, I am. It was just the other day that SEIU released a statement critical of Beth Israel's chief executive, Paul Levy, over a relationship he had with a former employee, and then writing on his blog late last year, Levy said of the SEIU, instead of drawing on the resources available to it, the courage, passion, creativity, and commitment of workers, it relies on money and power to gain more money and power. Will it be an acrimonious fight inside Beth Israel? You kind of cringe at the question a little bit.
I did cringe a little bit. That is not the organizing technique that we want to pursue. Mr. Levy stepped out on us. We did not go and start the fight with him. And we would like for it not to be that way, but as long as he is leading that facility, I believe that it will be a fight.
And are you confident or not that you will be successful in organizing workers inside Beth Israel?
I'm overly confident. That might be a flaw, but I am overly confident.
Let's step away from the politics of organization for a moment and talk about elective politics. Your union, SEIU, endorsed Governor Patrick in his reelection bid, but recently the head of the state's AFL-CIO suggested that the umbrella group, the AFL-CIO, might not endorse the governor because of concerns about the economy. Why did SEIU decide it was going to back the governor?
Governor Patrick is an advocate for low-wage workers and has taken a stand on health care reform and against big health care insurance companies, and those are things that our members care about.
Given that the race for governor may be kind of tight and that Governor Patrick is not necessarily considered a shoe-in for re-election by many political observers, how important will union support be in the race for governor, in your view?
I think labor support is extremely important. I am extremely sympathetic to the other labor organizations and their struggle, but at the end of the day, what I believe is important is assessing which candidate is going to support labor and its agenda and the agenda of working people.
Veronica Turner, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Veronica Turner is the Executive Vice President of Local 1199 of the Service Employees International Union here in Boston.